Today we'll be Ezra Hashem learn Daf Kuf Nun Hei at Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include Machlek is regarding Katan Me'imisai Meicher B'nichsei Aviv. From what age is one considered a gadol regarding selling karka, land that he inherited from his father? And as the Gemara later explains, this refers to any yedei b'tiv ma'asa matan, a son who is not proficient in monetary matters. Ben estrim shleihevi shtei sairus, hu asaris, v'hu shenoldu by simoni saris. If a person becomes 20 years old and has not shown shtei sairus, signs of puberty, and he also shows other indications of his saris, he is considered a gadol. However, if he does not show indications of Isaris, he is considered a katan until he reaches age 36, the majority of a normal lifetime of 70 years. The machlekes is regarding Teich Zman. If the son was within the 18th or 20th year and he showed Shtei Isaris, is he considered a katan or a gadol regarding Limkar Benichse Aviv? Imidei B'tiv Masa Matan, Mikre Mekach Umemkar Memkar. If the son was proficient in monetary matters, once he reaches age 13 and has Shtei Sairus, he can sell his father's karka even before he becomes 18 or 20. Regarding Katan Sheni Debetiv Maso Matan, Ule Edus, Edusei Edus. From when he reaches age 13 and has Shtei Sairus, he is eligible to testify in Besdin for Matatlan, but not karka even though he is not proficient in monetary matters, because as the Rashbam explains, Hurl Ve'ena Shaita, he's not mentally incompetent. If he gave away his father's karka to someone as a gift, the matana is effective because the son certainly received a benefit from the recipient, because if not, he would not have given the matana. Therefore, the Rabban initiated to have a matznas matana to lavidu lehumili. His matana shall be effective so that people should provide him with benefits.